That's hard to follow right there. Amen. Sister Nun's been here the whole time I've been coming. Amen. Thank God for her. Let me say this about my wife. She is a blessing to me. First time I met her, talked to her, she punched me right in the stomach. And I had to try to act like it didn't hurt. Amen. Then they said one day they announced she was getting into a fight with another girl after class. Man, I had to be there for that. And I watched her beat the snot out of another girl. And I stood there and went, I got to have her. I love her. And it's been a blessing. Let me tell you a story about her. I probably told it here before. But I was assistant pastor at a little church in Jackson, Ohio, after I got out of Bible school. And one day, me and my son, she dropped us off at the barber shop, and she went up to get her a piece of pie, her and my daughter. And Kelly was about 3 or 4 years old, and she was driving my truck. I had a 72 Chevy truck, had big monster mutter gumbos on it, and whine, 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 whine. You couldn't even hear the radio play when you ride in it. And she was going through town and got behind a guy on a yellow light and kind of punched it, and that girl slammed her brakes on, thought my wife was dogging her in my big truck. And Dee had to slam her brakes, and Kelly hit the dash, and boom, and man, Dee hollered out, you idiot, what are you doing? And she's messing with Kelly. Well, this girl jumps out of her car, walks back there, and Dee turns around, and she smacks her right in the face. So I'm at the barbershop, and my truck pulls up, and Dee gets out, and I can tell something's wrong. And I look, and she's got both of her hands wrapped up with paper towels. And I see little red spots on her knuckles. And I go, what? What in the world? She goes, I just got into a fight. I'm like, what? And she told me the story, and I said, well, where's the girl at now? She said, she's laying up in the middle of town when I left. And she got back in the truck, Dee did, after beating this girl's head in. And when she got back in, Kelly looked at her and said, man, you got her good, didn't you, Mommy? So that's my gal. Amen. All right. Well, take your Bible tonight and turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Toil of life is knowing what to preach, what night, when. Amen. That's a hard deal. You want to be on, especially in this ministry, you're supposed to have the goods every time. Yeah. Amen. There's a lot of pressure. And I don't never feel like I have it. So, amen. So I just get up here and shout and holler and amen. Have a good time. Brag on him. Amen. Amen. But look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. And we'll begin reading in verse number 1. Bible says, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. And tonight we did that. Man, as a church, got together and prayed for people. That's the blessings about a church. Amen. We pray for each other. Something goes on. Amen. We pray for y'all. And man, there's no other facet of life like the church. God's people are the best. And when you get away from them, you'll pay for it. It says in verse 3, he said, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience in hope of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power. I like that, don't you? And in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And here's what I want to preach about tonight. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord. You see that? You'll hear anybody that's out of sorts, you'll hear him say this, well, I'm not following a man. Well, who in the world are you following? Amen. You? You following yourself? Amen. Well, you are. You're a mess. You become your own little philosopher. said, and ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that ye were in samples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. So I want to preach a little while here tonight on being a follower. Amen. Father, we love you. We thank you tonight for a good night in the church house, and thank you for this week having revival. And Lord, some of these folks have been here every service. And God, they're hungry, and we need to hear from thee. And God, we're totally dependent upon thee. And Lord, help us here tonight. We're needy people. And God, I pray the Spirit of God will enter every heart, God, every home represented. And Lord, do a work. Send old-time, old-fashioned revival. And Lord, speak to our hearts. And bless Brother Allen, his family. Lord, all the requests here tonight. And God, the families that are here. And God, what you've done in every home. And Lord, thank you. And Lord, help us. And we'll give you all the honor and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Me and Brother Mike, we got to preach in Folkston, Georgia here a few weeks ago. And going to Folkston from my house, you got to drive down 280 and you go through Columbus, Georgia. And when you go through there, if you go that way, you'll drive right through the middle of Fort Benning. And that's where they have the airborne school, airborne rangers. And that's where the infantry, they train the infantry and the army and all that. And that's a huge base there in Fort Benning. I don't know, is anybody here stationed at Fort Benning? Anybody here? But you drive through there, and if you've ever been to Fort Benning and went to the Infantry Museum, you've never been the same. That's one of the greatest museums I've ever been to. When you walk up to that Infantry Museum, you walk up these great big gates that's inside a building, and before you start going into the Infantry Museum, on there they got a huge motto, and it's the motto of the infantry. And you walk through those gates, and it says, follow me. And that is the motto of the infantry. Amen. And I was driving through there the other day, getting ready to preach to Brother Mike there at Brother Nathan's. And I drove by that place where you turn into the infantry museum. And they had a big statue of an infantryman there right on the side of the highway. And he's got a gun in his hand. And he's going like this. And he's got his hand and he's going like that. And what he's doing is saying, follow me. Amen. Man, I seen that and I got chills up and down my back. Amen. And he said, what are you preaching here tonight? Follow me. Hey, let's go. Let's do something for God. Amen. I wrote down some of the mottos of, and I love to read about, amen, history and going to the Philippines. I've been around that Bataan Death March where they did that. We went to the one little place there where the Philippine government has honored all the Filipinos that died in the Bataan Death March. And we got to go in there. It's right on top of the hill at Tagaytay, if you ever go in that area. And it's kind of off the road. You got to see it. And people don't even hardly know about it. All grown over with weeds. And we went in there, and there was two Filipino soldiers in there. And a bunch of us Americans walked in. And they got all the names on them pillars of them Filipino soldiers that died on that death march. And buddy, we was walking around in there crying. And we got those two soldiers crying. And man, they took pictures with us and hugged us. And when we left out of there, they was telling us they loved us. Amen. Amen. And I got to go to Corregidor and preach at Corregidor. I've been there, the place where General MacArthur came back and landed and walked across the shore there at Liat. And buddy, I'm telling you, around those markers and that memorial, they got a statue of him coming through the water there. And they got a big sign that says, I shall return. Mm-hmm. Well, do I got any soldiers with me here tonight? Amen. And buddy, I'm telling you, he did return. And those boys, I don't know how many of you ever read about America and their plight through those islands down through there and those Marines that fought there in those islands, but those guys were a cut above the rest. And you know what they did? They charged hell, buddy, and lived in hell, and they followed. Amen. And here we got people today can't even show up for Sunday school. We got people that say they're saved, and they won't even stay in church. God help us. Amen. America was built and founded on blood, guts, amen, sweat and tears. and Bibles. Amen. And missionaries and soldiers and warriors. Amen. And buddy, I'm telling you, our motto ought to be, follow me. Amen. Amen. And some of those Marines, here are some of their mottos. I love it. One of them says this, we quill the storm and ride the thunder. Amen. Here's one of them that says, ready for all, yielding to none. Amen. Will you go with me? One of them says, make peace or die. So what do we do, sir? Kill them all. Amen. That's what they asked General Stonewall Jackson one day. He said he's lined up there getting ready to fight. And one of the other generals said, what do we do, sir? He says, we kill them all. That's what we're here to do. Get busy. Amen. I like this one. Here was their motto, get some. My son-in-law, he built an AR-15 for me, and he's got on the dust plate there on my gun, he's got stuff wrote down there in Spartan. And in Spartan, it says this, come and take it. Amen. And buddy, I'm telling you, this place that we're in right now and the day and age we're living in, we don't see many followers nowadays. Me and Brother Ryman, we came in on the cut there just as things started dying off in America. I really believe that. And the young men that were called to preach and the young men that followed God, I'm telling you, thank God for them. Amen. Amen. And they left home, family, everything they knew, and they followed God no matter what. And these ladies that followed with them, and man, they moved away from their home, went to different countries, and God did something. One of the greatest grassroots campaign in the history of the world itself is the Bible Believing Movement. Amen. Amen. And here you are part of it, and just keep on following. Say, what do we do? Follow me. Amen. Follow your preacher. Follow them that are doing something. Get around somebody that knows God and follow them. Do right. Do right till the stars fall. Amen. Either that or you'll be a squanderer all your life. Amen. Brother Hilton Smith, he's talking about Brother Hilton. He told me something the other day. He says, here's something you can preach, Brother Mark. Brother Hilton's an old country boy from down there in the panhandle of Florida. He said, I got some sheep out here. He said, I bought these sheep. He says, I've learned a lot about sheep. He said, I've been pastoring for years. He said, now I got real live sheep. And he's got a mule named Julie. And Brother Hilton likes to hunt elk and deer and all that. And he goes in there and rides on his mules and takes the pack mules back in there and all that. And he said this. He goes, those sheep are so used to following that now they follow Julie. Amen. Say, what are you saying? They follow a jackass. I mean, that's what it is. Amen. It's a big old mule, big old long ears. You know what I've learned? If you won't follow God, you'll follow anything. You'll follow some jaybird out here. Amen. Let me tell you this right now. If your boyfriend or your people you hang around with, they got stuff through their nose. They got earrings in their nose and all that in their eyebrows. And all they can do is get high and cuss and smoke and drink and, amen, run around and cheat and do all that. You're in the wrong crowd. Amen. You're following the wrong people. Amen. And we see them come. Man, these little girls and boys, we fall in love with them and see them come, us preachers. Then we get here at a certain year and they turn to be a teenager and they're gone. So what are they doing? They're following Julie. Amen. You're following the wrong one. Follow your preacher. Amen. That's good preaching of am doing it. Bible said in Ephesians chapter 5, it says, be therefore followers of God as dear children. Amen. Let me say this. Number one, to follow God, to follow, amen, in this crowd that we're with, a supernatural event has to take place. The Bible says here in verse number 5, our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, there was a supernatural event that took place. Amen. We were saved. We walked from darkness into light. We went from death to life. Amen. Amen. God rescued us. Yes, he reached down and pulled us out of the muck and mire. Amen. Amen. That's why we brag about it. That's why we shout about it. It is supernatural. It is something to shout about. Thank God he reached down and pulled us up. Amen. That's the greatest thing that ever happened to me. And I watch them, buddy, I watch them turn cold. They won't shout about nothing. Dry as cracker juice. Bible said many are called and few are chosen. Around here, many are cold and a few are frozen.
Amen.
Amen. Dangerous to amen me right now. There's a move that takes place. I remember. Man, I remember when I got saved in there. I was an oddball that went to PBI. I didn't go there to go to Bible school. I went there because I got thrown in jail and lost everything I had. And mom and dad had moved to Florida. And they were going to church at Bible Baptist. And I wound up going there, B&D. And I had lost everything. When I got to Pensacola, Florida, I had 16 cents in my pocket. Had a bag of dope in my wallet with a borrowed suitcase. And my hair was down to here. And, buddy, I was a mess. I was already resigned myself to be a one percenter. I was already a prospect in a motorcycle club called the Derelicts. There's a good bunch of young men to hang around with. Hey, Mom, let me introduce you to my friends. They're all derelicts. And they're still going on. The guy that was trying to get me into the club there, he ended up being the president. So I don't know where I would have went. One of the other guys I met the other day, he's a chapter boss of the Dayton Outlaws right now, and he was a derelict. I seen his tattoo one day, and I said, hey, buddy, I was prospected into that club, and I was naming the names, and Dean Gabbert, one of his best friends, that was who was getting me in. He was president. And, boy, I'm telling you, God reached down and rescued me. And I came to Pensacola, and I bummed a quarter when I got to the Greyhound station, me and my little wife, and my mama come and picked us up. And my mom looked at us and said, son, said, me and your daddy's in church now. And they wasn't in church before. And they said this, they go, if you can stay with us, get your life straightened out, said, but you'll have to go to church with us on Sunday morning.
Amen.
And I told mom, I said, fair deal, Ma. I figured I could endure anything like that. I came to the church and, amen, looked around in there, and, man, I just stained them. Little ties and little tracks in their pocket and a little pin head. Huh? I said, man, these guys disgust me. I loathe them. They had tried to witness to me and all that, and other guys say, leave him alone. Amen. And I got in there, and then the preacher, he called me names. Hey, dummy. Hey, man. Hey, how is it being you? Oh, yeah, man. Don't tell me, I'll tell you. Real smart, man. Brain surgeon. Wound up in jail. Got married, got a baby, and wound up in jail. Oh, yeah, man. You got about as much sense as a brass monkey. Say, boy, this is fun. Say, hey, dopey dope. Hey, you coward. Everything else. I'm sitting there one Sunday. I'd look over at my dad, my uncle, and they'd have their heads down, smiling like that. He looked out there one Sunday, and he looked out, and he goes, hey, you long-haired punk, I'm talking to you. I looked around, and I go, well, well, I'm the only one in here with long hair. Everybody else looks like a cop. Joe looks like a narc to me. Amen. Now here I am. I look like one. And I come, man, I had a chip on my shoulder, and that old preacher, you know what he did? He preached right to me. He stepped out one Sunday morning, and he described in detail what Christ looked like when he died on the cross. And I'm telling you, I'd never seen it on that fashion. And the old preacher had tears in his eyes, and he'd wipe tears, and his hands shook with adrenaline flowing through there. And I knew that body language. And he was talking about Christ getting smote and blindfolded and hit in the face. And man, I'm telling you, I'd never heard it on that fashion. And he told how they took the cat of nine tails and beat him. And he told this, he said, all of his bones stared at him. And man, I'm telling you, that down jarred into my soul. And he stepped out the side there and he had the piano start singing and they started singing Just As I Am. And I was sitting on the seventh row back and I knew he was gunning for me. I knew him. I played football with him before I was saved. And he pointed down there at me like that and he goes, how can you refuse that, man? And boy, that Sunday morning, I couldn't refuse no more. I said, God, I know I'm a sinner. Lord, will you save me? Amen. And he did. A supernatural event took place. Amen. And I'm asking you, how could I not follow them? Amen. How could I not follow that old preacher? He loved me, told me the truth, preached the word of God. Amen. Then God saved me. How could I not fall in with them? How could you fall out? How do you get out? Why? Where are you going? Follow me. Amen. Preaching began to do something in my heart. Started running up and down the avenues of my soul. Amen. We started getting rid of things. The preacher preached again it. We got rid of it. Amen. Told D, I said, I'm quitting smoking. I'm quitting drinking. I'm quitting dope. I'm going to try to quit fighting. Amen. You never know when that one will come in handy. I know this, if I ever backslide, I got a list I want to beat the tar out of. If I can't do it, I'll get D to do it. Amen. And I remember I told D I was getting rid of all that stuff. She looked at me, she goes, rock music too? And I went, yeah. Hadn't thought about that, but yeah. And we got rid of it. Amen. Led Zeppelin and all that stuff had to go. Amen. Jethro Tull and, amen, Aqualung and all that stuff had to go. Amen. Leonard Skinner. Amen. Long hair country boy. Amen. We left that life. And buddy, we were a mess. And all them old boys I run around with, I was kind of the leader of those guys. And I had an old 65 Pontiac Catalina. One time I had two of them. I had one that was convertible and one that wasn't, and they called me the Catalina Kid. And I had that big old car, and I'd drive, and we had our own little gang we ran around with. And some of those old boys, you know, I got to win some of them to God. Amen. And I'm telling you, a supernatural event took place in my life. When did that happen with you? Has it ever? Amen. Some of you boys, what did you get saved when you were 6 months old? I heard one preacher say, he said, I'll tell you one thing. He said, before I was saved, I always had a bottle in my hand. I always ran around half naked. I always looking out from behind bars. I always in the arms of older women. And I got saved at 3 years old. Amen. Huh? I don't know. I don't know how old you are. I know the old timers, you say they wouldn't hardly mess with somebody till they was 12. I don't know. Amen. Argue with me if you want. I don't know how a 3-year-old knows about sin. Most of them I know, they can duke you in their pants and it don't bother them a bit. Most of them get out of the tub and do the suds dance on top of the table. It don't bother them a bit. Probably a real good idea if they start knowing they ain't got no clothes on. Something's starting to happen then. Amen. I'm not here to rock your boat on that, but amen. Supernatural takes place. Amen. I'll tell you what else. You submit to the church. Amen. We actually joined and submitted. Amen. Do you remember Brother Allen going to some of them old churches that had the church covenant right there on the wall? And I don't know, you know, anything that's on the wall, I've read this stuff. I've looked at y'all. I've watched some of y'all pick your nose in that TV screen right there. But you, anything like that going on, you watch, and I've read those things. I've read those church covenants 1,000 times. I know I have. I preached in them churches. And in there it says, we will refrain from the use of tobacco. That was in the church covenant. No intoxicating drink. You made a covenant not to drink. It is good. No tobacco. Well, you want to have revival? How about putting it on the altar tonight? How about getting right with God, Hoss? How about following the church? If it's wrong, quit it. How about that? Who are you going to follow? You going to follow the Jaybird that you run around with? Or follow Brother Ryman? Follow God. Some of you gals, you'll fall for long-eared, long-haired mutt. Amen. And you'll end up living in a trailer somewhere around here getting beat up every other day. Am I telling the truth?
Amen.
Wind up with Loserville. I'd rather stay with the church. I'll tell you what Sister Nun got when she got saved. I want that.
Amen.
I want that. I want to hang out with the squares.
Amen.
Walk right, talk right, spit white. Amen. Submit to the church. Bible says, remember them that have the rule over you and have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. I've heard guys say, well, I ain't following a man. Well, you'll be useless. Dr. Upman used to tell us, and boy, you talk about making the old man mad, is if you left out of Bible school and you went to a little local church somewhere and caused problems, he would get so mad, he would foam at the mouth. I've seen him. Don't you dare, man. Don't you dare go somewhere and cause problems and maybe spitting. We're like, well, he didn't want to make eye contact with him. Amen. And he says, man, you leave out of here, you get in a little church somewhere and sit down and shut up. Amen. So what do you do? Follow the man of God as he follows God. Amen. Pretty good, ain't it? These folks that we follow, man, I'm telling you, the Bible example, they've turned the world upside down. I'll tell you what else, to follow him, to follow God, you got to resign old self-will. Amen. My biggest problem in life is me. Somebody asked me, Brother Mark, traveling around America and in evangelism, what do you see as our pressing needs in the local church? And you know, all this philosophical stuff. I said, that's easy. Me. I'm my biggest problem. Amen. And look at some of you. I can tell you are a bigger problem. Especially when you, amen. You said, is everybody going to agree with you? On some of these points, yeah. Amen. You're not following him. Who in the world are you following, Jay Bird? Amen. Well, you think you're right and everybody else is wrong? Yeah. Don't you? I'm like Brother Stocker. I take my side in every argument I'm in. Don't you? Self-will resign. I got wrote down here. I remember when graduated Bible school, our graduation. And that was some time there. I didn't remember graduating. I didn't graduate high school. I didn't go to no commencement or nothing like that. We didn't do much in school. Amen. But Bible school, that was different. We were going off to see what God was going to do. And I remember Judy Theros got up and she sang this song. And she sang, so send I you to labor unrewarded, to serve unpaid, unloved, unsought, unknown, to bear rebuke, to suffer scorn and scoffing, so send I you to toil for me alone. So send I you to bind the bruised and broken, or wandering souls to work, to weep, to wake. That's it, like the nursing home. Amen. Get in there and cry and pray for those folks. Amen. To bear the burdens of a world aweary, so send I you to suffer for my sake. I didn't know that I was listening to this verse sung, and I didn't know I'd have to leave family a lot of times. I miss all the birthdays. I miss anniversaries, reunions, funerals. So send I you to loneliness and longing, with heart a-hungering for the loved and known, forsaking home and kindred, friend and dear one. So send I you to know my love alone. So send I you to leave your life's ambitions, to die to dear desire, self-will resign, to labor long and love where men revile you. So send I you to love your life in mine. Man, that was I'm telling you, that psalm, it was bigger than life that night. Here we was going off. They've been doing something for God. And I'm telling you, it's been a ride ever since. You say, what'd you do? I followed these men. Amen. And they led me in the right way.
Amen.
Amen. We'll quill the storm and ride the thunder. Oh. Amen. And let me say this. To do this, to follow him, stay in the fight.
Amen.
Stay in the fight. Are you with us?
Amen.
Amen. Nothing worse than back in the day than having a group of guys that run around together and have one of them that wouldn't fight. Nothing worse than that. Our motto was, everybody fights. We get into it, everybody is ready to go. If you don't, we will fight you. Amen. And I'm telling you, I know we don't fight in a physical fight around here. I know it's spiritual. But I'm telling you, folks, everybody fights. Amen. Everybody's in. There ain't no room for slackers. We got into it one time at a Cincinnati Reds baseball game. And it was me and my brother, cousin, and our buddy Eddie. And boy, thank God Eddie was there. We called him Eddie the Animal. Amen. He's built like a silverback gorilla. And we were there. We got into it with all these guys that were athletes. And there was about seven or eight of them. There was four of us. Really, there's only three of us. Amen. Because my cousin was there, but he wasn't there. Do you know what that means? My brother, man, one guy grabbed him and squeezed him so hard it popped his ribs. You hear his ribs cracking. And my brother said, man, I was phasing out. I was seeing stars. And then I suddenly heard, ooh, ooh, ooh. Eddie was behind that guy hitting him in the kidneys. Thank God for Ed. Amen. And we got done and we all had loose teeth. I had long hair. I could take my hair like that. You know, that's where everybody grabs you. And we had eyes swelled up, nose bleeding, teeth loose. And we looked at my cousin and he never had a mark on him. We're like, no, I know where Rob was. I know where Eddie was. Where were you? Well, yeah, I had your glasses marked. Then I looked in his hand and he had one of the little souvenir baseball bats. What I wouldn't have done for that. There was no amount of money. Amen. I would have gave everything I had to have that. And he had it. Amen. Say, what are you saying? Where have you been? Why'd you leave us? Amen. Still got your Bible? You mean you got a weapon in you and you still won't fight? Where are you? You heard tonight, you heard of thanking the ladies, amen, old Joe talking about April and these ladies here, the example they were and all that. Where's the next group come from? Where's the next ameners? I was sitting here thinking about, I remember when, man, we had them big revivals years ago, 20-something years ago, and all them boys sat on the front, and they were ameners, man. They'd jump and run the aisles and all that, and it just slowly got colder and colder and colder. And the kids sitting there, and you say, well, you preach right at us. I do. I can't help it. I do that everywhere I go. It ain't just here. But, man alive, get in the fight. Say amen. Wave your hand. Do something. Get a flag and wave it. Amen. Run the aisles. Do something. You say, well, I'm embarrassed. Here? Really? I could see going somewheres, but not here. Not when.
Amen.
My dad said, I like that old boy from Baltimore. Said, he's nuttier than a March hare, but I like him. And he did. And my uncle and them, they loved Alan. Amen. Why? He's a shouter. What do they think about you? Does anybody get a blessing out of you? Like you. I don't get it. Amen. I'll probably preach more on that later. I know you'll love that. But here's the thing tonight. Who are you following? I'm going to follow the man of God as he follows God. Follow the Lord. Amen. Follow. I will follow Jesus anywhere, everywhere. We'll follow him. Amen. Heads bowed, eyes closed here tonight. Who are you following? How about coming to an old-fashioned altar? How about it, young man, young lady? How about coming? You know, if you've been out, you can get right with God tonight. You can re-up. Amen. If not, you know you're facing a hard life, young lady, hard life. You think it was hard for the people you know? It'll be twice, because you know why? You know more than they did their age. It's going to be double tough. Amen. You need to fall into the arms of our Savior here tonight. Let God do a work in your life. These folks love you. They'll pray with you. Amen. They'll lead these ladies. If you're here tonight, I don't know if you like to do this kind of stuff, but if there's somebody here that helped you and you followed them and you learned how to be a Christian by watching them, why don't you tell them about it? Why don't you hug her neck and say, man, I'll thank you. I love you. Amen. And some of you boys, and you ain't decided yet, you're here, but I don't know if you're here or not. You're here, but you're not here. Why don't you get in? Why don't you be a leader? Who's these other young folks? Who are they going to follow? Bring them out of the junior church. Who are they watching? Amen. Lord, I pray you bless this invitation. Have your way. And Lord, help us here tonight, I pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Preacher. Come on. Need to come? Come on. Come on. Say, how do I know I need to come? What's your heart doing? Is it thumping? Would God want me to go down there and pray? Would the devil want me to go down there and pray? Who are you going to listen to? Who are you going to give in to? Amen.
We're not man worshipers, but there's some people I love, people I follow.
Yeah.
I love Dr. Upman.
Man.
I love the sacrifice he gave. It's like that little girl wrote that letter to Brother Mike, Vietnam Ministries, thanked him. He followed God. You know, you said, when you get to heaven, there's going to be, you're going to walk down the streets of gold. You're going to have anybody step out and say, hey, thank you. I followed you. You led me in the right way. You led me the right way. I remember that guy, David Belcher, used to run around with us, smoke dope with us, rob, steal, all that stuff we did. Never told us about Jesus. He was saved.